everyone, this is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net with another Music Marketing Secrets podcast. And I just want to thank you guys for sending in your comments and messages. It's been good to hear from you, good to get your feedback and your questions. And I've been replying personally to everyone, so don't worry about that. Just send it in blog at PromoteYourMusic.net if you've got any questions at all. Now, this particular podcast today is inspired by a big giant post I did to the blog yesterday called How to Avoid Music Marketing Overload, aka Mushy Brain Syndrome. That's easy for me to say. And what this basically is, it's talking about what we're talking about here is the idea of, like, you know, you've got so much information coming into your mailbox and you're just eating it all up, you're eating it, and then you're getting so big and fat on the information, your head's about to explode, and then in the end you never actually do anything. And I don't know if you've ever had that feeling where you're like, oh, you've read all this stuff and you're really inspired and you know what you're going to do, and then you sit at your computer and you're like, what am I actually doing? And that, you know, that we call that like the grey zone. And once you're in the grey zone, it's hard to break out of it. And all you can really do is break out with action. You've got to take action on what you learn, basically. And that's the whole point of this big, giant, long post. But we're going to go into things in a bit more detail. Have you ever been in music marketing overload? Like today, or yesterday, actually, in fact, I approached my computer. I was like, I was going to write some nice posts, start on my ebook and stuff. And I got totally distracted away with Twitter and Facebook and all this stuff. So there's a few things that I wanted to tell you that I've learned over the years that I don't always follow, you know, when I'm actually being productive and making progress with the people I work with and my own stuff, this is what I do. So, number one, there's only a few things that actually make a difference. And I've got to go quick here because we've got 5 minutes. So a few things make a difference is making music and marketing music. Everything else, you know, set it into a 25-minute time period and get that stuff done quickly. Reading music marketing training does not count as work. You've got to actually do something. You've got to set a timer and actually do some work before it actually counts as any work. Work for 50-minute bursts of focused activity. And when I'm talking about focus, I'm meaning clean focus. You only do one thing, like literally you're writing a song or you're blogging for 50 minutes in a row. Don't read your emails till 4 o'clock in the daytime, and send a message to your fans that says, you know, we're not reading our emails all the time because, you know, we've been like spending our whole life in the email, but we want to make things better for you, so we're going to read them once a day and get back to you all personally and do it in a chunk of time. And give yourself monthly commitments. You know, as I think I've said to you before, but use each month as a kind of a theme. So there's a theme for each month. So this month it's going to be like the YouTube hit stalking method, or, you know, it's going to be we're working on Twitter. Next, an unproductive morning for a musician, what it might look like, and it's like it's kind of confusing. You read 20 articles on music marketing in the music industry. You scanned Facebook and Twitter for 45 minutes and followed links at random to all these different amazing blog posts. You worked on a tiny little minute perfectionist like anal detail of your site, and you spent 30 minutes on the music forums. That does not count as good solid work. Now, a good morning would be 50 minutes focused on blog posts, 50 minutes focused on editing your blog posts and then posting them out, and then songwriting for 50 minutes, add some emails to your newsletter sequence, call venue managers and book gigs, and then 50 minutes answering email if you really have to do that stuff. Even if an article looks really important and it looks like it's going to be the secret to life itself, it probably isn't. To be honest, there's only a few things that you need to be doing. You know, you already know how to like promote your music. You need to get on Twitter every day, and you need to talk to people, you need to like speak to music bloggers. This stuff is not rocket science. There's no magic formula or secret. You should feed your brain though. You need to know what's going on in your music scene, and you need to be like blogging about stuff. So, you know, have a focus time every day. You like take in all the information, you fill yourself up like a big car, and then you just like you have it all in your brain overnight, and then in the morning you can write your stuff. And the main thing is with this stuff is that whatever you learn, you got to use what you learn. If you're trying to do YouTube, learn about YouTube. If you're trying to do Twitter, learn about Twitter. Don't learn anything ever that you don't want to, that you're not going to use, because time is money and life and everything. And another important thing, have a rest. You got to have a rest because that refuels you and gets you back and more focused. And my commitments for this month are create content every day, help as many people as possible, add to Twitter and Facebook chatter rather than spying on dudes I used to go to school with, blog post every day, podcast every day, post to YouTube every day, and add valuable content to the music marketing community. I was speaking very, very fast in this podcast, but anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. You know where I am, www.promoteyourmusic.net. 5 minutes, bang on. See you later, guys.